This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. A bill designed to study the economic impacts of a Diablo Canyon shutdown is taking some heat from a coalition of environmental groups. In a letter to the state's Energy, Utilities, and Communications Committee, the groups say the bill, SB 968, is unbalanced and conceptually flawed. Jane Swanson with San Luis Obispo Mothers for Peace, one of the groups behind the letter, says she instead wants to see legislation focused on comprehensive mitigation.
We all know Diablo will shut down. We just don't know when. And what we need is thoughtful planning for a transition that will create jobs to new sources of energy.
Swanson says she's also concerned the bill gives PG&E the power to choose the independent researcher to study mitigation. Central Coast State Senator Bill Monning, the bill's lead author, says that perspective isn't quite right.
It's a little misguided in that, well, first of all, I've invited their involvement as we move forward. The bill has just been introduced. The bill does allow for PG&E to identify potential third-party evaluators, but it leaves to the PUC to select any third-party evaluator.
In addition, the environmental groups say the bill calls for a study that's already been done. Monning says his bill is different. It's designed to look at the negative effects of a Diablo Canyon shutdown as opposed to the power plant's positive economic impact, a study PG&E did several years ago.
It's not simply putting a minus sign in front of those positive contributions.
Monning's bill is co-sponsored by Santa Barbara State Senator Hannah Beth Jackson and San Luis Obispo Assemblyman Cacho Ashajian. Randall White, KCBX News.